Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NFL yesterday, DK Metcalf caught 10 passes for 177 yards as the Seahawks beat the Eagles 23-17. Meanwhile, the Steelers-Ravens game has been postponed for a third time due to ongoing COVID-19 issues at Baltimore. Now the game has been moved to tomorrow at 3:40 p.m. It was originally slated for Thanksgiving, but over the past 9 days, the Ravens have had 22 players either test positive for COVID-19 or go into quarantine due to close contact with a case. While some are expected to come off the COVID-19 reserve list by tomorrow, the team will still be severely shorthanded when the game is finally played. In other NFL news, the 49ers are set to host the Bills next Monday and Washington on December 13th at State Farm Stadium, the home of the Arizona Cardinals. Santa Clara County, California, recently announced new rules establishing a 3-week ban on practices and games for contact sports starting yesterday. In men's college basketball, Seton Hall ripped Iona 86-64. Gonzaga and Baylor remain the top two teams in the first AP college basketball poll of the regular season. The Zags received 57 first-place votes from a 63-person media panel. The Bears received 6 first-place votes, with Iowa, Wisconsin, and Illinois rounding out the top 5. And Major League Baseball is creating a minor league for top eligible prospects leading to the summer draft. The MLB Draft League is launching with 5 teams in Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and New Jersey, and could add a 6th. Teams will use wood bats and play a 68-game regular season that includes an all-star break coinciding with the draft in early July. Teams are going to communities that lost franchises as Major League Baseball moved to shrink the affiliated minor leagues from 160 to 120 teams this offseason. I'm Jesse King.